Road trip! Josh Keeler, Joey Stocking, and Adam Gatherum have been on the road for almost 72 hours straight because this is, in fact, a cross-country road trip. The threesome started out from Vermont on Sunday and will stop only for bathroom breaks and to refuel, and their goal is to hit, get this, all of the lower 48 states in the least amount of time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, cross-country all-inclusive road trip. The record's 27 hours. The guys want to do it in 124. Josh, are you on the line with us?
I am.
Hey, this is Josh Keeler riding shotgun with us. And we didn't know who we talked to because what are you doing? Doing a sleep rotation?
That's correct. And I've woken up and Adam has gone to sleep this morning. And hopefully he'll wake up ready to go later.
So who's ever riding shotgun becomes the media spokesman?
Yeah, pretty much.
So where are you now? Are you on schedule?
We're actually running a little bit ahead of schedule than we thought we would be. We're coming into Indianapolis. We're about 10-15 miles south.
Oh, okay. Have you seen a lot of road signs on the road for either Clinton or Obama?
Actually, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So which states have you been to so far?
Let's see. Well, we've been through about 27 states. We got 21 to go. We pretty much hit everything on the East Coast and down through the South. We finished up Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma last night.
Okay, so you went pretty much straight south and then did the swing up and got the states that were more inland and went north that way?
Yep.
Is that how you did it?
Yeah.
And how many hours have you been on the road so far? We said 72, is that right?
Actually, this is our second day. We're coming up on our second day.
Oh.
We're about 46 hours right now.
Oh, wow. So that is well ahead of schedule. That's good.
Yeah, we're cruising.
Hey, Josh, what constitutes – when do you get to check off that state? You literally just drive through it, or do you at least have to stop and use the restroom or have a burger in the state?
Or recite the state motto in Latin.
We just count when we go into the state. We got a GPS that tells us when we've arrived. And we're recording latitudes and longitudes of those locations.
Wow.
And what's the shortest you've been to? Have you done literally just a toe touch or a wheel touch in any of the states?
We have done that in several states. We did that in Maine right off the bat. Vermont, obviously, when we started right on the border.
Smart.
We did Florida yesterday, which was about 6 miles off the interstate and only a few hundred feet into Florida. And we had to drive a little ways to get into Oklahoma, but we just pulled in and turned around there last night.
By the way, if you're going to see Florida, that's the way to see it. That's what I say. So this isn't an official Guinness record, because I think Guinness thinks that it would encourage speeding. So how'd you hear about this unofficial record?
Well, actually, that was something that my dad had heard years ago when he was originally planning the trip. It was originally sponsored by some other people to come up with a short route across the country. And that was the last time that we know of that it's being done. And that's the time we're trying to beat.
And the trip was how many years in the making, just thinking about it and planning it?
My dad originally came up with about 15 years ago, thought he'd like to do it. And his mother, my grandmother, passed away. And that kind of put things on hold, and then there were health concerns later, and life happens.
When you were a young kid, did he always say, "Son, it's been my dream"? I mean, you grew up knowing that this was maybe something that the family should try to conquer?
You know, it didn't really happen like that. He never really put it quite into those words, but it was something I saw him doing for years.
Yeah.
And so whether he voiced it or not, I got the impression that it was something that would be a great thing to do.
I guess you've seen a lot of sights, some very quickly. What's the most interesting thing you've seen so far?
Most interesting thing, I think, would have to be across Louisiana. There's a stretch of freeway there that goes through the swamps, and that was one of the most interesting things. It's one of the more unique places I've ever been, and way out of anything I've seen previously in my travels.
Now, has it mostly been just a series of interstates that are interchangeable, or are there really unique features to each of these places, or many of these places?
Well, they all have white lines down the middle of them, but everything off the side seems to change pretty dramatically.
And how'd you assemble the crack team, your two cohorts there? What did you pick them for? Skill, daring, the ability to hold it in for days on end?
I knew that both of them had been on road trips before and could drive for, long hours at a time, and knew both of them pretty well, thought that would make a good team. We just needed to be able to drive.
Yeah. And what are you driving?
We're driving my Scion XB.
And is that that's a Toyota? Is that a big car? Why'd you choose that one?
Well, that was picked because it's big for its size, but it's a relatively small car. And it gets pretty good gas mileage.
And does Toyota know about it? Is anyone underwriting this at all?
We do have a couple of sponsors. They're from local in Salt Lake, where we're from. But we're glad to have them on board.
Have you seen big changes, different gas prices in different states? Any sticker shock?
You know, we have. We've seen some pretty significant changes. We've paid as high as $4 a gallon and down to about $3.50 a gallon.
Oh, this is bad news for you. Late breaking news. Staten Island has just declared statehood. I think you're going to have to go back. I am sorry about that.
Not good.
And aside from the GPS and the maps there, do you have a team in mission control somewhere else that you could talk to about if there is, I don't know, a road closure or jam or something like that?
We have access to the internet and we can check traffic and things on there. We also have been in contact with my dad quite a bit. He gives us weather updates for the country.
And
which has been great.
You mentioned that you guys are all from Utah, but you started in Vermont. Why?
That was the way the route was planned out, was to start there and drive all the way across. We did have to drive to Vermont to start.
That didn't count as part of it, yeah.
And we hit quite a few states already, but we're not counting any of those on the actual 120-hour time.
All right.
Trying to beat.
Well, Josh, you and your friend Joey and your friend Adam, your modern Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea, you guys decide the roles by yourself, but I want to thank you for being on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Josh Keeler, Joey Stocking, and Adam Gatherum. I think those two guys one of the guys is sleeping, and Adam's asleep right now. They're a little more than halfway through their journey of the Great America Road Trip.
I bet it doesn't smell very good in there. Stay with us next up on the show, the meeting of the BPP Book Club. We talk with Aaron Kyle, the author of our book club selection for the month, The God of Animals. That'll be coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.